This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to my second favorite Meredith of all time. Meredith and Maxim from Leominster.
Hey, guys.
Oh, you know I'm your first favorite, Meredith.
I was a little sad. I think we had a Meredith play yesterday, the day before.
Yesterday.
And it was yesterday. And it wasn't my favorite Meredith of all time.
How are you guys?
We're doing great. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Or Kennedy, studio.
Okay. Good luck.
Good luck. Thank you.
You know the deal. Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
We are.
Director James Gunn says Crypto, the Super Dog, is his new Superman movie. Is inspired by his own rescue dog, Ozu. He put Crypto into the script after he felt his own life changing from adopting Ozu. What is Superman's weakness?
Kryptonite.
Kendrick Lamar was the big winner at the BET Hip Hop Awards last night, mostly for his diss track towards Drake, which won several categories, including Song of the Year. Name that song.
No clue.
Question number three. Flea turned 62 today. He is the bassist for which rock band that has the song Scar and Under the Bridge?
Scar Tissue.
Scar Tissue. Sorry, Scar. I don't know where that came from.
Scar is the villain in Lion King.
Thank you, Dave.
What was the other song? Scar Tissue and what?
Scar Tissue and Under the Bridge.
I'm going to say Motley Crue.
Question number four. Tom Brady, officially a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Who hosted the Netflix roast of Tom Brady that happened earlier this year?
Kevin Hart.
And question number five. It was 101 years ago today Walt Disney launched an empire when he founded the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio with his brother Roy. What is the name of Disney's first cartoon featuring Mickey Mouse? It was released in 1928 and was the first... Okay, there you go. Thank you, Maxim. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Maxim, what grade are you in now?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade, did you say?
Yeah.
All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello, everybody.
Meredith and Maxim, who's now in eighth grade. I was thinking he was older than Barrett. He's the exact same age. They got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friend.
Maxim did most of the heavy lifting. He got 2 out of 3.
Yeah, that's true. You ready?
Yeah.
These are tough. Question number one. Director James Gunn says Crypto the Super Dog in his new Superman movies inspired by his own rescue dog, Ozu. He put Crypto into the script after he felt his own life changing from adopting Ozu. What is Superman's weakness?
Kryptonite.
Well, I mean, the comic strips had the Super Dog. There was a dog in the Superman comic books back in the day. I'm kind of interested to see this. Tied to one. Question number two. Kendrick Lamar was the big winner at the BET Hip Hop Awards last night, mostly for his diss track towards Drake, which won several categories, including Song of the Year. Name the song.
Oh, I have no idea.
What? Huh. Oh, my God. It is fantastic.
They not like us.
I don't live with a 13-year-old boy. No, I don't know that song.
Wop, 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 wop,
I don't care about the beef between these two grown-ass men. No, I don't.
Stop, bleep them up.
It's a great song, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't know that one either. So.
Certified lover boy. Certified pedophile. Question number three. Flea turned 62 today. Is the basis for which rock band with the songs like Scar Tissue and Under the Bridge?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, the Chili Peppers. 2-1. Tom Brady officially minority owner of the Vegas Raiders. Who hosted the Netflix roast of Tom Brady that happened earlier this year?
Kevin Hart.
3-2. Question number five. 101 years ago today, Walt Disney launched an empire when he founded the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio with his brother Roy. Named Disney's first cartoon featuring Mickey Mouse, which was released in 1928 and was the first fully synchronized sound cartoon produced by Disney.
Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie is it.
She's a Disney nerd.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Meredith and Maxim, you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. You have won a pair of tickets to the sold-out An Evening with Jon Stewart, October 26th at the Hanover Theater. I don't know how we're giving away tickets to a sold-out show, but that's the way we roll.
Because we got it like that.
They saved two just for us. So you guys enjoy that. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Are you ready? One. We are Meredith and Maxim from Leominster, and we can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Katie from Southie.
Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Katie works in finance. 5'6", blonde hair, blue eyes, trust fund.
Looking for a man in finance.
Am I the only one that finds that video funny? I guess so. Kate is my people, Kennedy. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kate?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five trivia questions that are all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, and she is now over in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, Joker 2, Folie à Deux, is going to lose up to $200 million at the box office. The Joker and Batman live in which fictional city?
Gotham City.
That movie is a bomb.
Did you see it's already coming out to digital October 29th?
Woof.
Oof.
Question number two, 50 Cent will pocket $15 million for his first ever Las Vegas residency. It's not a bad day considering he's only doing 6 shows. Name this 50 Cent song. We actually just played it a few minutes ago. Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
In the Club.
John Mayer turns 47 today. He's a famous guitar player and playboy. Which of his ex-girlfriends did he famously call sexual napalm, making her delete his number? Was it Katy Perry, Cameron Diaz, or Jessica Simpson?
I'm like, not famous ex I was thinking of is on that list, but let's go with Katy Perry.
All right, question number four. Pharrell says writing the song Happy broke him. He wrote 9 different songs for that scene in Despicable Me 2 that all got rejected. So he wrote Happy completely sarcastically, and it went on to become his biggest hit. In the song, he sings, clap along if you feel like blank.
Happiness is the truth.
Question number five. Sources say Deadpool and Wolverine stars Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman could host the Oscars, not alone, but as part of a rotating ensemble cast. What is the Oscar statue a depiction of?
Oh. Wow. Well, that's a great question. It's a gold man. I'm not sure
that's
what
that's a good start.
Depicting.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
She got number four correct also, so it's 3.
Okay. Three.
Okay.
She got three correct, yeah.
Okay. Why, is there two different parts here? That
Yeah.
I got you. Is it a lot of pros?
No, you're good.
You're good. Do you have a lot of bros who work in finance with you?
Yeah.
Mostly finance bros?
Yeah, honestly. Like,
and what's the go-to attire for today's finance bro?
Oh, I mean, right now I'm wearing a sweater and jeans and sneakers, so it's not bad.
Okay. All right. Do you find yourself dressing like a finance bro because you're around them all the time now?
She does not wear khakis and a puffy vest because the boys do. She's a grown-ass woman and knows how to do it on her own. Am I right, Katie?
Oh, yeah, Kennedy.
Kate got, what, 3 out of 5, Dan?
Yep.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Joker 2, Folie à Deux, is going to lose up to $200 million at the box office, Kennedy.
Oh, my gosh.
The Joker and Batman live in which fictional city?
Gotham. Is it really bad?
Yes. In fact...
You've seen it?
Well, I've read the reviews.
Well, that's
he said it was bad.
Oof, I hate that. I hate that for him.
It'll be the last time they turn a popular character into a musical that isn't originally a musical.
Right. By the way, you can see it on video coming October 29th.
Okay, I'll wait.
That was pretty fast.
I never saw the first one, so...
you can find it in your car wash bin for 99 cents.
Oh, Dan.
No, the first one is very good. Title one, question number two. 50 Cent will pocket $15 million for his first ever Vegas residency. Not a bad day. Considering he's doing only 6 shows.
He is a smart, smart businessman.
Kennedy, take a listen to the song. We played it a few minutes ago.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Indie Club.
Tied at 2. John Mayer turns 47 today. He's a famous guitar player and playboy. Which of his ex-girlfriends did he famously call sexual napalm? Was it
Jessica
Katy Perry?
Jessica Simpson, God bless her.
Katy Perry, Cameron Diaz, or Jessica Simpson? Jessica Simpson. Kate, who did you think it was? Which girlfriend were you thinking of?
Well, before I heard him say what he called her, my first ex-guess was obviously Taylor Swift, but she wasn't on that list.
Oh, I forgot he dated her, too. 3-2 for Kennedy. Question number 4. Pharrell says writing the song Happy broke him. He wrote 9 different songs for that scene in Despicable Me 2 that all got rejected, so he wrote Happy completely sarcastically, and it went on to become his biggest hit.
And I hate that because it makes me so happy. That song makes me so happy.
I know, and he wrote it because he was in a miserable place. Well, that's like a love song from Sarah Bareilles. They're like, if you don't put a love song on this album, we're not going to release it.
Yeah, I know, but that was her taking a standing in her power.
Yeah, but...
this is different.
Then she put it on the album so they would release it. In the song, he sings, clap along if you feel like blank.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
We'll accept that. 4-3. Question number 5. Sources say Deadpool and Wolverine star Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman could host the Oscars as part of a rotating ensemble cast. What is the Oscar statue a depiction of?
It's like a gold man, and he's like holding, I don't know, like a sword, a spear, a sword. It's like a long sword. Like you might see a knight's holding. I don't know.
There it is. You got there.
Wow.
A knight holding a sword standing
is
on
a
film roll.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea it was a knight.
They're supposed to be crusaders of the film industry.
I had no idea it was a knight.
Yes. Neither did I.
A knight holding a sword standing on a film reel. The way you work
for
that.
I've always wanted one, Dan, so I know what they look like pretty good. But I didn't know they were knights.
No. Well, let's get a Marconi first, and then we'll work on the Oscar.
That's just something I don't ever want to say again.
Kennedy, nice job. You get the win 5-3. Kate, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kate from Southie, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Okay, girl.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Peter from Lynn.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Peter.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, Peter, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, and she's now over in that soundproof studio. Sorry, I'm distracted right now. My ex-stepfather, number three, was named Peter. And I just started having, thinking about where he is right now.
Did you like Peter? Was he a good guy?
It was an interesting cat. He sold insurance and he rode a really big Harley Davidson motorcycle. That's all I remember about Peter.
Was he not around long?
I drive a Honda.
and he had a big beard. I remember him. He was kind of short Jewish guy with a big beard. My mom had a type. All right, here we go, Peter. Question number one. Lizzo hasn't been taking it easy during her announced gap year. She's been focused on new music, expanding her shapewear brand, and she says it isn't a gap year, it's a grind year. In her song, Truth Hurts, Lizzo says she has a new man on which team?
No idea.
Question number two. Tim Robin, turning 66 today, starred as Andy Dufresne in which classic prison movie that also stars Morgan Freeman as Red?
Shawshank Redemption.
Tennis champion Naomi Osaka turns 27 today. In tennis, which word is used to represent a score of zero?
Love.
Question number four. Lifetime's holiday lineup includes a movie inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce called Christmas in the Spotlight. It follows the love stories between a pop star and a professional football player. Travis originally wanted to approach Taylor at her Eras Tour concert. How did he plan to hit on her?
Did he give her a friendship bracelet?
Straight Riz. Question number five. Jerry Seinfeld is taking back his comments about the extreme left ruining comedy. He now says that the left has not done anything to inhibit the art of comedy. What is the name of the 2024 movie Seinfeld directed and starred in based on the creation of Pop-Tarts?
No clue.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to today, Peter?
I'm just headed to work. Lynn to Waltham. Lovely commute.
Lynn to Waltham? How long does that take you every day?
Today it's going to take over an hour.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you.
You
too. Here's hoping it takes an hour and 10 minutes tomorrow. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Peter got 3 out of 5.
Well done, sir.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
Lizzo has been taking it easy during her, or hasn't been taking it easy during her announced gap year. She's been focused on new music and expanding her shapewear line, and she says, it ain't a gap year, it's a grind year. In her hit song, Truth Hurts, Lizzo says she has a new man on which team?
Minnesota Vikings.
1-0. Tim Robin, turning 66 today, starred as Andy Dufresne in which classic prison movie that also starred Morgan Freeman as Red?
Shawshank Redemption.
2-1. Question number three. Tennis champion Naomi Osaka turns 27 today. In tennis, which word is used to represent a score of zero?
Love.
That's a nice way of saying you have no points.
I knew. I like that.
What an uplifting way to say you're losing.
Instead of nil.
It's 15 to love.
Lifetime's holiday lineup includes a movie inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's called Christmas in the Spotlight. And it follows the love story between a pop star and a professional football player, Kennedy.
As one does.
Travis originally wanted to approach Taylor at her Eras Tour concert. How did he plan to hit on her?
He put his phone number on a friendship bracelet.
And Riz, Kennedy, is what we call that.
No.
4-3. Question number five. Jerry Seinfeld is taking back his comments about the extreme left ruining comedy. He now says that the left has not done anything to inhibit the art of comedy. What is the name of the 2024 movie?
Running for office?
He saw his bottom line affected.
What is the name of the 2024 movie Seinfeld directed and starred in based on the creation of Pop-Tarts?
Oh, gosh. Frosted.
Unfrosted.
Dang it.
4-3.
I did not hate that movie, by the way.
4-3 is the final score. Peter Kennedy gets the win. We do appreciate you listening and playing.
We do.
I was only kidding. I hope tomorrow it only takes 55 minutes.
Great, thanks.
Whatever.
Oh my God, Peter. There's a guy on TV named Peter, too. I'm being surrounded by Peters, Kennedy.
Hate it when that happens.
Probably want to save that one for the end.
You don't
of
need
your,
to tell me.
I'm being surrounded by Peters.
Surrounded by Peters.
fact they have to repeat it 12 times doesn't make it any funnier.
Let's get out of here.
Peter, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
There you go.
My name's Peter from Lynn, and I can't beat Kennedy. You guys deserve 100 Marconi Awards.
Oh, we love you, Peter.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.